Data analyst question number 22. Define collaborative filtering. Collaborative filtering is an algorithm that creates a recommendation system based on the behavioral data of a user. For instance, online shopping sites usually compile a list of items under recommend for you based on your browsing history and previous purchases. The crucial components of this algorithm includes user, objects and their interest. Thank you so much. And don't forget to follow Data Analyst Interview Questions and Answers channel. Data Analyst question number 23. Name the statistical methods that are highly beneficial for data analysts. The sample answer is, the statistical methods that are mostly used by data analysts are, first, Bayesian methods, second, Markov process, third, simplex algorithm, fourth, imputation, fifth, spatial and cluster processes, sixth, rank statistics, percentile and outlier detection, and last point, mathematical optimization. Thank you so much. Data analyst question number 24. What is an n-gram? This question's answer is only two lines. The sample answer is, an n-gram is a connected sequence of n items in a given text or speech. Precisely, an n-gram is a probabilistic language model used to predict the next item in a particular sequence, as in n minus 1 in the brackets. Thank you so much. And don't forget to follow Data Analyst Interview Questions and Answers channel. Hello friends, my name is Sominath. Today we will discuss data analyst question number 25. What is a hash table collision and how can it be prevented? This is one of the important data analyst interview questions. The sample answer is, when two separate keys hash to a common value, a hash table collision occurs. This means that two different data cannot be stored in the same slot. Hash collision can be avoided by two methods. Which methods? First method is separate chaining. In this method, a data structure is used to store multiple items hashing to a common slot. And second method is open addressing. This method seek out empty slot and store the item in the first empty slot available. Thank you so much. And don't forget to follow Data Analyst Interview Questions and Answers channel. Hello friends, my name is Sominath. Today we will discuss data analyst question number 26. Define time series analysis. The sample answer is, time series analysis can easily be performed in two domains. First, time domain, and second, frequency domain. Time series analysis is the method where the output forecast of a process is done by analyzing the data collected in the past using techniques like exponential smoothing, log linear regression methods. Thank you so much. And don't forget to follow Data Analyst Interview Questions and Answers channel. Hello friends, my name is Sominath. Today we will discuss data analyst question number 27. How should you tackle multi-source problems? The sample answer is, to tackle multi-source problems, you need to first identify similar data records. Combine them into one record that will contain all the useful attributes minus the redundancy. Second, facilitate schema integration through schema restructuring. Thank you so much. Hello friends, my name is Sominath. Today we will discuss data analyst question number 28. Mention the steps of a data analysis project. We discussed this question in question number 9. What are the various steps involved in any data analytics project? Today we will discuss more details. The sample answer is: the core steps of a data analysis project are, first, the foremost requirement of a data analysis project is an in-depth understanding of the business requirements. The second step is to identify the most relevant data sources that best fit the business requirements and obtain the data from reliable and verified sources. The third step involves exploring the data sets, cleaning the data, and organizing the same to gain a better understanding of the data at hand. Fourth step, data analyst must validate the data. The fifth step involves implementing and tracking the data sets. And the final step is to create a list of the most probable outcomes and iterates until the desired results are accomplished. Thank you so much. And don't forget to follow Data Analyst Interview Questions and Answers channel.